I want to bring to these microphones a man, every time we have a Jewish holy day, we bring him to these microphones to talk with us. We're talking about Steve Herzig. He's the National Director of Friends of Israel. He's the author of a couple of books entitled Jewish Customs and Culture. That's the first one, and then Jewish Customs and Culture, Volume Number 2. And he is the man that can really give us insight. He comes from an Orthodox Jewish background. And so, you know, there's a great relationship with he and the Jewish people because of his background, but now knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And that does change, Steve, everything as it relates to your celebration of Hanukkah, does it not?
It does, Jimmy, only in the sense that as we see Hanukkah, we realize that Hanukkah is the holiday or the day, special time that really made it possible for Jesus to be born. And that means a lot to me now.
Talk about that. Why do you say that?
Well, Jimmy, back in what is called the intertestamental period, there was difficulties between Syria to the north and Egypt to the south. There was a vicious ruler who was one of the four countries that sprang out of from Alexander and his conquest for the Greeks. And he came down to Egypt to try to conquer them. Rome was stopping him from doing what he wanted to do, and he was very angry, and he threw a tantrum. And the tantrum that he threw was he wanted to do what Alexander wanted to do, and that is turn everybody to the Greek culture. And so he went through Israel, he desecrated the temple by killing a pig, and he demanded everyone to either assimilate or they would die. And he wanted them to eat pig, and it was not a good time for the Jewish people. In each province or area around Israel, they would send soldiers to make them compromise the dietary rules for the Jewish people. And there was a family by the name of Maccabees who lived in a city called Modin, and they were willing to die rather than compromise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They killed the soldiers and fled to the mountains. Now, at that time, most people who lived in Israel who were Jewish were not fighters. Today, that's certainly not the case, but that's the way it was then. But over a period of 3 years, the Maccabees were able to create a rebellion that brought them back to the Temple Mount, defeated Antiochus, and reestablished or rededicated the temple. If Antiochus would have won, Jimmy, then there would be no Jewish people today. And when Christians celebrate, many of them by reading from the scripture, they know that the Messiah had to come from the tribe of Judah. And there would have been no tribe of Judah. All the people would have compromised, and Jesus Christ would have never been born. Now, I'm not saying God couldn't have done something else. He's the God, a sovereign God. But I am saying that in the plan of God, if Antiochus accomplished what he said, if there were no Hanukkah, there would be no Christmas.
Wow, what a very important story, especially at this Christmas season. Steve, talk to me about the lighting of the candles. Now, this is a celebration of the victory over Antiochus, correct?
It is. It is a tradition that occurred a number of years after the actual event took place, and it's written about in the Talmud. And the idea is there's a story that when they dedicated the temple, there was only one cruse of oil that sealed by the high priest that would only last for 24 hours. But they wanted to bring back the holy temple, and so they poured the oil into the menorah, seven-branch menorah, and instead of lasting one day, which would not have given them enough time to get more holy oil, it lasted 8 days in time for them to get more of the oil. And so that menorah burned continuously. And so today, Jewish people light the Hanukkiah, which is what it's called, a nine-branched menorah, eight for the 8 days, with one shamus candle, which is the servant candle. And what's interesting, Jimmy, is as Jewish people will light their Hanukkiahs this Hanukkah, that servant candle is the only one, according to tradition, that could light the other candles. Those candles would have no light if it wasn't for the shamus. And what is the shamus candle? But the servant. The servant is the one that lights the candles. And I as a Bible-believing Christian today, can tell you, as I'll light my Hanukkah, I'll be reminded that this little light of mine only comes from the servant who is willing to come to the earth, incarnate on the earth, the Lord Jesus Christ, to give whatever light I have
mine
to others.
Well, I'm sorry I spoke over you there, Steve, but this little light of mine, I'd like that phrase, and praise the Lord for that. This is a unique way for Christians to celebrate with the Jewish people this time of the year and have an opportunity to reveal to them the true Messiah, is it not?
Oh, Jimmy, I just got off the phone before you contacted me with a woman who has a dear, dear friend and is sharing Jesus as the Messiah. And she was talking to me, and I said, hey, have you sent a card or a little gift to your friend for Hanukkah? And she said, oh, you know, I haven't done that. I said, look, if you do something like that as a reminder to her that you are aware of the holiday, that it's important to her, it will go a long way in your friendship, but it will also go a long way in establishing a link so that you can share these truths with her. And she was so excited, is expecting to call me back to tell me the news upon her friend receiving the gift.
Wow, that's a great, great demonstration of how we can reach out to our Jewish friends. May I say, go thou and do likewise. That's kind of a biblical saying as well. Well, Steve, Chag Sameach to you, my dear friend. Thank you for being available as you are for these Jewish holy days. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.